Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Natalie Jones, the Director of Marketing for Shaw Contract. Natalie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Great to talk to you.
So I've caught you at your home office. You mix it up, go back and forth, but that's in Vining's part of Atlanta. Wanted to catch up with you about a couple things, primarily what you did in light of the fact there was no Neocon to launch products and stay in touch with the marketplace. But before we get into that, let me just catch up. We did our June issue. Clearly, Shaw Contract, the market share leader when it comes to contract flooring sales. Tell us, how's business?
We're all facing a lot of uncertainty around the virus right now. Mm-hmm. And I think we just continue to see that be a challenge to business. Some segments have definitely been more impacted than others. Hospitality, retail have clearly been the most impacted. But then in other segments, you're seeing growth. Our resilient business remains strong. So I think we're encouraged because we're beginning to see more positive activity, and that's in our business around the globe.
Yeah. You know, on retail for a quick second, we did an article about that two issues ago. You know, the United States has four times more retail space than any other country per capita. You know, this headline in the Wall Street about them to be 25,000 stores closed, that's probably just going to get us where the rest of the world is. But it is sad because that's less flooring, so we'll just have to suffer through that. Hopefully the hospitality sector will come back as soon as there's some kind of vaccine, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. People still need that opportunity to get away and to have time to relax and celebrate with friends and family.
You just told me you were on vacation last week and you were staying at a hotel. So
I did, so that's kind of top of mind.
All right, let's talk about, obviously you have different audiences to reach different ways. You've got flooring contractors, you've got A&D, you've got end users. Tell us, in light of the fact there was no Neocon, what Shaw Contract has been doing to make sure you're front and center.
Frankly, we started very early, Kemp. We knew Neocon was coming, and I think back in March when this started, there was still some uncertainty as to how long it would last, whether or not we would have Neocon, but we quickly realized and stayed intensely focused on understanding the challenges that our customers are facing, and then finding different ways to meet them where they are. For example, early on with our flooring contractor partners, we extended terms to help them manage their cash flow. We continued to invest in our deep inventory position and our quick ship programs because we're all about providing that world-class service. We also invested in virtual platforms. We know that people were staying at home, and early on in March and April and May, there was a tremendous opportunity to offer a number of virtual opportunities for our customers to learn and develop and grow. For all of our customer bases, we developed different targeted series. So for the A&D, we had live CEU series on a biweekly basis that really gave them those educational opportunities. For our flooring contractor partners, we developed a specific series to help them with their business and with them personally. We brought in someone from the Small Business Administration to help those small businesses navigate the CARES Act, brought in a motivational speaker that could really help personally people address overcoming adversity.
So these are in the form of webinars?
Those were all live broadcast webinars, yes.
It's called internet programming. So after you do it, do you have it where people can go and see it on their own time?
We do, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everyone that attends, we then share the link with them.
Yeah.
And certainly our account managers all get the attendees so that they can follow up, answer any questions.
Is there a place somebody can go now to see the menu of some of the things you've created?
We have on-demand CEUs that are available through our website.
Uh-huh. Let's think about Neocon for a minute. I'm just guessing there's 50,000 people that come to Neocon. So up there on the 10th floor, I'm guessing if you're conservative, you've probably got 30,000 people that come in your space in the three-day period. So tell me about the attendance you've been attracting on these webinars.
Certainly not what you get at in-person Neocon events, but over the course of the months, well, for example, you know, we've got our moisture initiative out there that you and I talked about back in January.
That's right.
So we did a moisture CEU and had a couple thousand people sign up for that. So we've been very pleased over the course of the last few months with the thousands that we've been able to touch and reach. So easily 10 or 11,000 through our CEUs, our personal development series, our flooring contractor series. It's been a terrific investment of our time and our resources, and a great way to provide something that is meaningful and valuable to our customers.
You know, Natalie, we know the rhythm of this business is every year you introduce some new products. I think one of the ones you introduced this year is Shifting Fields. And these products, you got to touch them. You got to see them. How are you getting Reese's great work out there in front of these people so they can see what you got?
I think what we're seeing now, widely from the market, we're hearing and seeing that there is a lot of virtual fatigue. Again, early on, that's why we jumped into it so quickly in March, April, and May. By June, people are just a little tired of the video meetings. They appreciate tactile, experiential, that personal connection. So we've been providing ways for our customers to engage with our brand holistically. Mm-hmm. There's clearly a digital component. We've got terrific videos, great imagery, email campaigns, our new Shaw Contract website that just launched earlier in July, then also providing those enhanced physical tactile experiences that go with, because product, you're right, it is all about seeing it and touching it.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a comment on that new website. I've got it up right now. You've got some beautiful products there, a piece of driftwood, but the background is a grain hardwood. So it looks like you've got all options there to check out on your website.
Our hardwood selection has done terrific since it launched a couple years ago.
Yeah, people gravitate toward natural products, especially in times of a pandemic. Let's talk about the plans for the future. What are you looking at on the horizon?
Well, we're still staying laser focused on being able to quickly shift and adapt our platforms to what's next. I mentioned we are hearing a lot from the market about the virtual fatigue. So coming in August, you will see a number of new initiatives that are tailored specifically to our individual client bases. Mm-hmm. So we've got things coming out for our flooring contractor partners, for the A&D community, and for our end users and facility managers. These will all be about how to engage, how to connect emotionally with the Shaw Contract brand, providing people the things that really understand their needs right now and meet them where they're at. Mm-hmm. So a lot of unique engagements, I will say, and they'll all have that digital component, but you will see some new exciting ways to engage physically and in a tactile way with our product.
Well, I guess you've got to send out a lot of samples too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We send out a lot of samples.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing an enhanced sample experience coming from the brand in August. That's another thing we're very excited about.
Okay. All right. What's going on with rugs? I know you that was one of your big launches this year. Is that doing well?
Oh, the rug program has been one of our biggest successes of the year. Yeah. So much interest and excitement around it. And I think the timing was perfect when that collection launched. It was right in mid to early spring.
Yeah.
The rugs are beautiful for home office or for large public spaces, both workplace, retail, hospitality, really all segments.
All right, Natalie, it was great to catch up with you. Just wanted to see what was going on with Shaw Contract in light of everybody staying at home. Again, been talking to Natalie Jones, the Director of Marketing for Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.